Hello, Susie speaking.
Oh, hi, Susie. It's Frances from GM Construction. How are you?
Good, you?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. Have you got a minute to talk?
Yes, you just caught me, yes.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if you've heard anything, because the reject's still closed. So our immediate concern is, what's going on with the rodent report and when are they going to open?
What's going on with who's... Weren't you waiting on the rodent report?
Well, we've heard nothing and got nothing. So
From the reject shop?
Yeah. I thought all correspondence now goes through the insurance. So
I haven't heard anything. I haven't received any updates. Like I said, these things can take a while by the time they collate all their information. So I will request an update from the insurer. She may not have anything. Just keep in mind, if they're still doing their investigations and speaking with the reject shop, they may not have any update for me.
Can we find out an ETA on when they're going to open, like what's going on?
Cause I don't know if they'll know that, Frances. They may not know that.
But up until a couple of weeks ago, they were planning on opening any time. So there's obviously some delay. So.
Yeah, but the insurer may not know that. Let me call them for an update and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, because, look, I know that the insurance, they get their lawyers and what you said, but, every day they're closed, someone's going to be liable for. So if I need to get our lawyer to press them for that, I'm happy to do that.
No, don't get another lawyer involved because they've already got counsel appointed from the insurer.
Yeah, all right.
So definitely don't get your lawyer involved.
Yeah, because I had made initial contact. I told you that.
Which they know of, but no, moving forward, they've appointed their own counsel. So definitely no other lawyer should be involved at this stage.
All right.
I will contact the insurer and see if she's got an update. Like I said, doubtful, as if the lawyer is doing their own investigations, these things take time. So let me just see what the go is, and I will definitely give you a call back. As soon as I hear from them, I'll give her a call. Hopefully she's in the office. As soon as I hear back, I will give you a call back.
Thank you. But, if you can just stipulate, I know there's an investigation that's got to be done, but in the interim, the shop can get up and running.
It may be the reject shop holding back.
Well,
it may not actually.
Yeah.
I don't see the insurer holding them back at all.
No, it wouldn't be. But why is the reject holding back? Because
no one's really
the guy that we were sort of speaking with has resigned.
Yes.
The other guy's not answering. So we're just wondering what's going on now.
Yep.
This report should have been in 2 weeks ago.
All right.
You know,
we're
a bit worried that, you know, are they thinking that, we've gone through our insurance, they're going to cover it, we don't need to worry about it sort of thing? Or
their representative would know that's not how it goes.
It doesn't
work that way. Just because you've got your insurance doesn't mean they haven't even granted indemnity yet. So we need to just sit back and wait. But I will follow up and give you an update.
Thank you. If you can just express our concerns for when the shop's opening and what's happened to this rodent report. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, in case you do ring me tomorrow and I don't answer, I've got a funeral. Just email me if I don't answer, or when I can, I'll ring you back.
I'm hoping she's in the office and I can get a response today.
Otherwise,
if you don't hear from me, just know that I'm just waiting on a response.
Sure.
And as soon as I get one, I will definitely, if you're not available, I will email you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Since you're at a funeral, but if it's today, obviously I'll give you a call back.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thanks,
Susie. No worries,
I'll wait 2 years.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you too. Bye-bye.